Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are talking about types of reels. This is finishing up our series on Instagram reels, and I hope that it has been helpful to you. There are a couple types of reels we're going to talk about, and then I'm just going to give you some extra tips and tricks when it comes to filming reels. The first type of reel that we're going to talk about is a talking head. A talking head reel is when you talk direct to the camera for the video footage. These types of reels are great to build trust because they are more personal. Again, don't forget from last week's episode to start with a strong hook. You only have a split second to get the viewer's attention, so it's not recommended to start with like, "Hi, I'm so-and-so." You just need to jump straight in with your hook. Don't talk too slow either. You want to be enthusiastic and you want to edit out any pauses. And then you want to include closed captions. When I'm saying that, I mean like the words on the screen, not the caption as in underneath the video, but the words on the screen. And then you would use a trending audio as your background on a low volume, not too high, so that it distracts from your voice. And always include a title on screen and on your cover photo. The title can be as same as the hook that you use to start the video, and this will kill two birds with one stone. A second type of reel is B-roll footage. B-roll footage is basically background content that you use as the video for your reel. It's become a very popular method for reels, which is good because it means less work for you. Or if you're like me, I really struggle with B-roll content. It is easy, it's less time consuming, but sometimes you might overthink it. I have the tendency to overthink B-roll footage. But some examples are you sitting at your computer working, you pouring a cup of coffee, a cup of water, or making your protein shake for the day, you putting out your outfit for the day, a short clip of the sunset. They can be random things in life, and usually you can collect them throughout your day. Try collecting 5 to 7 second clips throughout your day, or designate one day a week to collect them, add them to an album in your phone so that you can easily find them and use them later for your reels. You also want to use trending audio, and that's basically any audio that Instagram has highlighted as popular. Using a trending audio is key if you want to reach more people because Instagram is going to push out those trending audios. You want to use trending audios with less than 10K to 15K uses, tops. And even better, the original video has more than 1 million views with recent comments from the last few days. Obviously, you don't want to spend too much time looking for these trending audios. In the bottom left corner where you see the title of the audio when you're looking at a reel, you will see a little arrow, a little up arrow, if that particular reel has a trending audio. That's how you found it. I will do a screenshot of this in this week's blog post over on my website, and you can go over there and see what I am talking about because it is a little bit hard to explain in an audio podcast, obviously. Now, just some more tips. I'm just going to give you a few tips to round out this series. Make sure that when you are creating reels, that you keep these things in mind. These things are your font choice, your branding, your video length, filters, and where the text is on the screen. First of all, font choice. You want to make this font easy to read, but you also want the font choice to associate or coincide with your brand. If you have a specific branding that you commonly use elsewhere for marketing, you want to make your font choice as close to that brand as possible. Also, keep that in mind when you're choosing colors as well. I personally struggled a little bit with this because on Instagram itself, there were only so many color choices, and the color choices weren't exactly the same color as my brand. And so if I didn't want to use something else to edit my videos and I was trying to do the videos in Instagram, I just had to choose as close to my color choice of my brand as possible. But you want to make sure that your brand is recognizable. Video length, most of your reels need to be very short. You don't need to make them too long. Try not to do too much, as I shared in last week's episode, as about content. Try not to put everything in that reel. Just make it about that one thing. Obviously, you don't want to overuse filters. You don't want to make your screen too dark to read with a filter or have too much text. And that's where we're going into the text location. Make sure your text is in a place that's easy to read and it isn't covered up by your username, the start of your caption, or any of the graphics that you put on the screen or that are on the left, I guess the right side of the screen, like where you can heart it, comment, or share. Try not to put your text where it would be behind that. Make sure that you are being aware of where the text is on your screen when you're putting your text there. So I think that's everything. That will wrap up our podcast series on Instagram Reels. I hope that it's been helpful to you. Remember, you can go and get your copy of A Complete Guide to Reels on my website, and I will share that in the show notes. Thanks for listening.